Early Childhood Development. Each week we talk about a different stage of children development and what children need. And now, here comes your host.
Hello everybody and welcome. My name is Taryn and you are listening to The Parent Thing. I am so excited to introduce this week's guest to you. Pietri and I worked together a few years ago and we struck up a really great friendship because she is so, so amazing. She has just started a sensory company called EduSense. And because sensory play is so important for a child's development, I thought it would be so great to have her on to talk about EduSense and why it's so important to get children involved in sensory play. So without further ado, here she is.
Hi, Pietri. Welcome to The Parent Thing.
Hey, T. Thanks for having me.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I am excited to have you here. I'm so excited to be doing this with you. And I'm so excited to hear about your brand.
Thanks for having me. I really feel blessed and I feel so excited to share all of this with you guys.
That is awesome. So I was explaining in my introduction to our listeners who you are, how I know you, and what you, well, not what you are doing, but the fact that you have started EduSense. And I just thought it would be so great to have you on to talk about EduSense and just as another option for parents when they are looking to enroll their child in a program that is so beneficial for them. So that brings us to the actual start of our podcast. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, let's tell everybody what EduSense is all about. What is EduSense?
Okay, so do you remember the first time that you saw, you touched, you smelled, you heard, felt, tasted? It makes sense if you don't recall.
Yeah, because I'm literally sitting here thinking like, no, I don't. I don't remember.
But this has been such a fundamental part in your development and any other human, you know. And it's like all the lessons we learn daily, all the vitamins we take to stay on top of the world. It's just vital to explore and develop our senses. And in every moment, a child uses their senses to discover and learn. They are building and strengthening helpful neurological pathways for a safe and exciting educational journey. So yeah, the easiest way to assist sensory play or sensory development is through play. And that's basically what it is. That's just...
I am sitting here shaking my head. Dear audience, Pietri and I have been trying to record this podcast for the last hour. And in between takes, my neighbors have been quiet. And every time we press play, that happens. I went upstairs to ask them to please quiet them down. They said to me, one more time. And that was 15 minutes ago. So please bear with us with the sounds. I do apologize. It is out of my control, but it is late where I am right now. So we can't wait any longer. I'm so sorry about that, Pietri. Can we try this again? Let's rewind a little bit. And can we tell everybody, oh, so you were telling me that this is sensory play, basically, is what EduSense is about.
The easiest way to assist with sensory development is through play, in a nutshell. Honestly, to give kids the opportunity to explore and investigate and just by using their senses. I also just feel like in today's day and age, like no one wants to allow the kids to be messy in the house. And I understand
absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
So away from home, and you know, there's a lot of stress due to COVID and stuff like that, but it's still really important. It's a crucial part of their development, and kids need it. They need it. And I think as a teacher, I just want to give them that opportunity to have fun and to learn through play.
Absolutely. I totally agree. Sensory play is super important, which is why I have you on here, just to shine light on why it is so important. But I do want to know why you started the company. Like, what was the inspiration or the aha moment or a deficit or a lack that you may have seen that was like, I need to do this to help
Okay,
parents
so
understand the importance of sensory play?
that's actually a really exciting and interesting story. So in 2018, as a teacher, you always get excited, but a little bit nervous to what the year might bring. And 2018, I had a very interesting group of students in my class, but one particular boy stood out for me. He had a few challenges, and I had the urge to help him, but he struggled with his social interactions, and yeah, it was so much more that the kids actually eventually started avoiding him, and that obviously broke my heart, and I actually wanted to help, but I didn't really know what exactly was wrong or what was the exact.
Right. So when you say he had issues, Petri, what do you mean by that? Like sensory issues, social issues? Did it look like a learning disability?
So with my observation in the class and outside, I just noticed socially, he wasn't really interacting. He had challenges with his speech. He was running a lot, running outside the class. I think speech was his biggest challenge because he was unable to communicate to his friends and they were unable to understand him. But then
Okay.
also, unfortunately, he was a biter. And so I think that made the kids basically avoid playing with him. I don't know, like if you understand what I mean, like they didn't
Right.
want to socialize with him. But obviously, as a teacher, you always want to help every student, every little person in your class. So I ended up scheduling a meeting with his parents where they actually told me that he has SPD, which is the sensory processing disorder.
Okay.
This condition is where the brain has trouble receiving and responding to information that comes in through the senses. And this opened up a completely different world to me. I was absolutely intrigued by this. I did so much research on this just in order for me to help and assist him in a classroom environment. But then in this process, obviously I had to incorporate more sensory activities in our class. And it was actually just so lovely to see how it helped him to overcome some of his challenges, and also how the other kids actually also benefited from it. So it was just such an incredible experience for me to see how I had to just adjust my teaching style in the class and incorporate more sensory activities in the class in order for me to help him. And it also it just helped him with his language, his vocabulary, and in order for him to actually communicate to his friends. It was just such an incredible journey for me, and that's honestly where my journey started, and I'm just learning every day with my students.
That is so awesome. That's actually so cool because that kind of is a good segue into my next question. I would ask you, I'm asking you or would like to know if it was the reward at the end of the process, like seeing his process and how far he came that was like your driving factor, your motivation.
Yes, absolutely. And also just to see how much the other students really also enjoyed the sensory activities that I exposed them to. And that's also just where I realized that, you know, kids don't play outside or make mess in the house anymore. They need that tactile stimulation. They need to embrace their vestibular system and just learn through play. So I think sometimes as a teacher, you have like this old school mentality where you just want to give them worksheets and to just do the worksheets. But not all the students learn in that way. You know,
absolutely.
On their individuality and all the individual needs. So, yeah, I just really try to work my lessons around all my senses or all their senses. So, yeah, that was actually really, really interesting and so inspiring for me.
What would you say is your vision with the company? So with the program that you've put together, what is the outcome you visualize with all the children that you work with?
So I must say, I just want to facilitate their exploration. Like I want to assist the children with the touching activities, smelling, playing with different textures in an environment that's with little expectation.
Yeah. You
know? I just want each child to feel treasured and I want to help them reach their full potential. I want to provide children with lifelong skills. It's so open-ended, it's so lovely. There's so much to learn and explore. Honestly, like sensory play will just help them become successful in the socially, emotionally, physically. And I just want to help the children to be successful individuals with a promising future.
Absolutely. So I hear you say that it helps them with their social development and it helps them for their futures. Can you go into the why? Like, why does sensory help them? What is developed when sensory play is in action?
So obviously we have our five senses that we all know of, like the taste that stimulates the taste receptors and the touch that stimulates the touch receptors in our skin, that also helps to react to like pressure, heat, cold, vibrations. We've got our smell sense that stimulates the chemicals in our or the chemical receptors in the upper airway, and then we also have sight that stimulates the light receptors in our eyes, and hearing. Yeah, that was the one. That's obviously like for the sounds and your inner ear. But then we also forget about proprioception, which is body awareness, which is actually really important because, I mean, that's when the feedback comes from our brain for our body to be able to... for us to be able to be aware, like in our environment, like I don't know,
like spatial awareness, because I've been talking a lot about spatial awareness in the past couple of episodes.
That word, yeah. I mean, you get a lot of kids that just fall over themselves, or that's a little bit clumsy, and they're not just quite aware of what's going on around them and with their bodies. And then obviously with your vestibular system, which is also really interesting because that works with your inner ear to tell our bodies also in position, our positions in relation to gravity, which is really important. And I think we sometimes miss those two, and it's really, really, really important for them. So yeah, I usually try to have tactile activities because the kids just absolutely love it. They love making a mess and they love exploring different fields, like oils and, oh my goodness, water beads. They just absolutely love it. They
water
love
beads are always such a hit. Absolutely.
And like painting, but not with a paintbrush. It's so interesting because that also helps them to explore new colors. And it's just, it's endless. It's honestly endless. And then with, yeah, I just love using the vestibular as well to ground some of them. Like I know some of my kids are seeking that a lot. So I usually just put them on a swing and it's got such a magnificent, I can't think of the word. It just helps them so much to ground them. So when they upside down, then the children that's seeking movement and deep pressure, it just helps them to ground them a bit. So that's really awesome. So yeah, usually in my lessons, I just try to focus on one main sense. Actually, I have all the senses, but we focus on one main sense in all my sessions. So we usually start with like a tactile activity and then we move in and then we have some movement because they love dancing. And oh my goodness, I mean, everyone wants to do a roly-poly and cartwheels. That's so good for them. And you'll also see that some kids just avoid certain activities, which is really interesting, and you want to encourage them to do that, to step out of their little comfort zones. It's just such an incredible journey for me.
So can you give me a basic overview of your product and who you're targeting? So basically I want to know if this is in contact only, or if there's an online program that, like, if people want to enroll with you, is online an option, or you prefer being in contact with your students, and who best benefits from the program, like what age groups, or what is your, like, who are your target?
That's really asking that. Yeah, I'm currently doing sessions on Wednesdays and Saturdays. But it all depends on, obviously, what COVID allows us to do at the moment.
Absolutely. What a time to be alive.
Yeah, I know, right? And I'm also making the most amazing sensory boxes that also tries to cover all the senses in one box. And then, yeah, obviously, if anyone wants to journey along, they can obviously follow my page on Instagram, which is PG_EduSense. Okay, so that's usually where I post all my amazing little sessions with my kiddies. And it just to show you more or less what we do, how we have fun and just, oh, it's just so awesome. I must say, I sometimes view my own videos like multiple times because it excites my soul. And
just to see the progress that they're making, how much fun they're having.
Yeah. Honestly, tell you that I think my biggest goal is just I just want every little one to feel so loved and valued and stimulated and excited. And obviously happy when they leave my sessions.
Right. And
yeah, I've never experienced anything less than that. So I'm just so blessed, honestly. And I can see this growing. I just wanted to get out there because I feel like every ear needs to hear this. Sensory play is so important. So important.
And making a mess is okay.
It is. Okay.
It's encouraged.
Because that's also part of the fun. So, if anyone wants to contact me, they can also email me on pietrigaldart@yahoo.com. Think if we can maybe add a link somewhere, that would be great.
Okay, awesome.
If anyone has any questions, then they can just pop me an email and I'll respond in 24 hours.
Absolutely. You actually were on it because my next question was, how can my listeners reach you if they want to be a part of this? And you were like, hey, contact me. I'm ready. Here I am.
Yeah, sure thing. No, honestly, I'm happy to help. I am honestly so passionate about this, and I just want this to grow so much, not just for myself, but honestly, just to touch lives one student at a time.
That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
And I also just feel like we have our lessons. The sensory boxes are amazing, but I also love the contact time with the kids.
Right, so the interaction, right, with the personalities.
Absolutely. We had the most amazing sensory play date 2 weeks ago. It was a sensory Saturday, like a workshop kind of vibe, but we called it a sensory play date. And the kids absolutely loved it. Oh, my goodness. They can't stop asking me when the next one is going to be. But yeah, unfortunately, due to COVID, I couldn't have another one this term. But yeah, we will definitely have more in our fourth term.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Pietri, thank you so much for doing this with me. I really enjoyed this chat. I hope it's getting parents excited about getting their hands dirty, literally. Hey, I think maybe I just gave you like a tagline, like let's get our hands dirty or something like that.
Yeah, I like that.
Anyway, thank you so much, my friend. I really appreciate you carving out time in your very busy schedule.
I really appreciate you asking me. I feel so privileged and just so blessed. Honestly, this means the world to me.
Me too. And that's a wrap, everybody. Thank you for joining us this week. I hope you learned something. I hope you enjoyed the episode. And we will see, well, I will see you next week. Bye.
Thank you for tuning into The Parenting. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you have any questions, feedback, or content suggestions, please email us at taryn@theparenting.com. Please remember to subscribe, like, share, and give my aunt a 5-star rating. Come back.